This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
They're going to drive right center field. That's going to be down for a base hit. It'll tie the game. Turner flying into third base. Ball picked up on the track. The relay home will be cut off. Turner scores standing up. It's a double for Edmundo Sosa, and the Phillies lead it 2-1.
What a moment. What a hit. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls on the Tush Push. It is now being tabled, the vote, till sometime next month. According to the Washington Post reporter that covers the NFL, 16 votes they had today. Yes, it would have been 16 no, but we wait. Now we'll see. Maybe next month at some point they'll vote on this. But I think the Eagles can survive without it. I want to keep it, but I don't think they need it. Where do you come down? Plus your guess is for Hugh's Clues. But Hugh, let's get to the Phils. A win yesterday, 6-1, which was great, although the first 6.5 innings or so, it did not look great. They were being shut down by Germán Márquez, and then, Hugh, this has become a theme here. The bullpen comes in for the other team.
And gets crushed.
And the Phillies are up. Listen to this stat. Phillies against starting pitchers to start this season. And other than Mackenzie Gore, they really haven't faced anyone that's really that good, right? 23 1/3 innings pitched, 2 runs off those guys. That's a 0.77 ERA starting pitchers against the Phillies. But when the bullpen comes in, they have faced relievers for 12 2/3 innings. They have scored 22 runs off the opposing bullpen, including 6 yesterday. I guess this is the 2025 Phillies, Hugh. Wait out the starter and then crush the bullpen.
Well, I remember a few games last year was similar to that. You know, the starter would give them a little bit of trouble, but then they would massacre the bullpen.
Yeah.
I still think that this is a work in progress, to be honest. I don't think that, you know, the team that you're seeing now, hopefully, is not going to be the team that we see later in the year. I still think they're kind of workshopping this thing yesterday. But shout out to Alec Bohm, man. He was the first cat. You know, we were talking about it yesterday,
Torpedo
right?
Bat.
Man, listen. We had bets on how soon the torpedo bats would make it here. We both were wrong.
It was
you said by the end of the week.
Bohm had one first at bat yesterday. Look, that was cool to see. I'm sure more Phils will have him soon. Sanchez was good yesterday. I didn't think he was great. I thought he was a little off with his command, but he was good. I mean, Sanchez is a really good pitcher. But I love that seventh inning here they had because it felt like it was an opportunity gone wrong because they get the leadoff guy on. Then Castellanos gets the double play, and I was like, oh, come on. Are they going to get shut out by the Rockies? Then Stott doubles, and then Topper puts Turner up to pinch hit. Which was good to see that he's healthy enough to pinch hit.
Yeah.
And I thought he worked a good at-bat to get a walk.
Yeah, that was the first thing that I thought about, man. And then it goes well for him in that leadoff spot, I think, just working those at-bats, Joe. I really, really do. And then that's when the party got started for the Phils.
Yep, and I thought it was a really interesting call by Topper to leave Sosa in because the Rockies had a left-handed pitcher pitching to Stott and to Turner, but then they took their lefty out for the righty against Sosa, and that's typically where he takes Sosa out of the game. That's Cody Clemens' spot. Like, you would think that's why he's on the team. He kept Sosa in there, and Sosa delivered. Boom.
Well, putting Turner in that game in general.
Yep.
Coming off the back spasms, that felt like something that Topper would not have done in years past, especially this early in the season.
Yep.
Like, it almost felt like he showed a sense of urgency and that game meant something, even though it was in late March.
Yeah, let's hear Schwarber, who then followed up the Sosa home run, Sosa double with his own home run, as Schwarber's off to a big start this year. But Schwarber talking about Edmundo and his importance to this team.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing such a fantastic job where, you know, obviously with Trey going down, it's not ideal. And, you know, when you feel like that you have a guy that can step right in and feels like, you know, not missing a beat and performing the way that he's, you know, performing on the offense side of the ball, defense side of the ball, that it's key, it's huge, and, you know, he's such a great player, such a great person. You know, he goes about it the right way, and yeah, man, he's a one of a kind special talent.
You know what's interesting about him, Hugh? Every time they need him, like remember when Trey got hurt last year and he hit really well for 6 weeks? He plays well. Like, I don't know if Sosa could be a guy that if he played a full season, how good he'd be, because some of those players get exposed. But when they need Sosa, he performs for them.
He just comes up big, man, and he was so excited about that hit that he got yesterday, yep. Man. I mean, it's great to see it. To Kyle's point, I wanted to piggyback off of that when he was talking about Topper making moves. It feels like, you know, he said even though it's early in the season, it just feels like that's probably how it's going to be all year long. You know, you can't wait around and wait for guys to do this, that, and the third. You're going to have to probably be a little bit more proactive when it comes to getting this team where it needs to be, because it's not there yet. It's not yet there yet, but it looks pretty good.
Well, here's the good news. I don't think the Phillies have played their best baseball yet, or even close to it. They're 3-1. I mean, like, sometimes when you play kind of baseball, you lose some of these games. They've won 3 out of 4, even though they haven't hit starters yet.
How about those Braves, though, by the way?
Well, they're the opposite right now. No, they're in a bad way.
And the reason why I brought that up is because, you know, people are going to say what they say about the season. You just never know. That's why you play the games, because you just never know how the season is going to play out. And now they're dealing with a situation where, I forgot the player's
Jerickson
name.
Jerickson Profar.
Yeah, with the PEDs. Got in trouble for that. So, man, things change quick in this game, man.
Yeah, they did. And then Castellanos and Kepler go back-to-back. Kepler's off to a big start. So the Phillies win yesterday 3-1.
I called that yesterday, didn't he? He called that.
Well, I think we all hit it. Because in leading off, I think you and I were with Schwarber.
We were with Schwarber.
And they
had Kepler.
They had Kepler. Both guys homered. I mean, you could have put together a leading off parlay.
Good thing they pushed back on the universal player to count on.
That's true. Yeah, we had two.
They didn't like that.
Multiple.
There was a lot of pushback yesterday.
It was a clown car show the last hour and a half. There's a lot of voices in there.
Spike almost let his pride get him in trouble, too, with that back thing.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
Pride's a mofo.
It was interesting that back issues came up. The one time that you two were going to be together.
I know.
No, I see,
on the
but no,
day the contest you,
so
was
I'm
going to
pull a Hugh. It was just fascinating to me.
No, the fascinating part was this. Spike rose up. And I guess he's in ice grill mode. Spike was ice grilling me yesterday. I'm like, no, what did I do? I didn't know we had beef.
You've got push-up beef.
No, but now I know. And I told him, I said, that was your one time to catch me slipping. You won't catch me slipping again.
I was just a new Hugh?
Oh, no, I got up this morning and did me about 50 push-ups.
How'd that work out?
It was a little hurt.
You
know what? Yesterday.
He was hurting after 50 push-ups.
No, let me tell you. Yesterday.
The odds are shifting here for this.
Just because I haven't done a push-up in a while. I still knocked him out now.
Yeah.
But.
A little sore?
Because, you know, it's not like, you know, if you don't do push-ups, you know what I'm saying? But I did the 50. But when, like, going against Spike, the pride would have kicked in. Mm-hmm. You could add 20 more to that.
Oh, so you're good
you
for 70.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm good for that.
Okay.
I was good.
The adrenaline would have been going?
Oh, no, because he was. You don't understand, Kyle. I didn't know me and Spike had beef till I saw him yesterday. And he looked me up and down like, "Yo, and I'm like, "Oh, my bad."
You'd be surprised how many people you have beef with around here. I think.
Yeah, you got to relax with all that beef.
I didn't know I had beef.
But
it's not. I don't consider it beef if I don't know. You know what I mean?
It's a one-sided beef.
It's a one-sided beef. I didn't know I had beef. But now that I know, I told him that was your one time. It won't happen again. I'll be ready.
215-592-9494. You can react to the Phillies, the victory. Topper keeping Sosa in for the hit, putting Turner in. Good night by the bullpen. Phillies are 3-1 off day today, and then they'll take on the Rockies again tomorrow. We have a pair of tickets to Thursday's game. 105 start. Phillies, Rockies on Thursday. We're looking for the winner for Hugh's Clues. And the first clue you got today was a popular
awesome clue.
Awesome
clue.
I would imagine it's most debatable. In the audience are not happy with the first clue.
No, because people don't listen, man. That's the
problem.
I think
they heard it. It's a popular phrase.
He starts blaming other people for his clues.
I know. And
I got a lot of nerve. I don't be listening to half time.
I know. You really do have a lot of nerve. All right, your take on all this. And do the Eagles need the tush push? Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Morning,
What's
Ken.
What's going on, man?
So before I get to the tush push, Kyle Quinn foolishly made a beer-induced bet with me at the Phillies game last June.
I don't drink.
he is now officially on the hook to pay off the bet. He is a loser.
Was this the Sixers would not make the Eastern Conference Finals? Was that it?
That is correct.
Yeah, so, I think you cashed that day. It just took almost a year for him to admit it, because that was an easy one. Yeah.
So I will be in Napa next week with my lovely wife and some dear friends, where we will undoubtedly enjoy the 5-star meal that Kyle would have gotten if he had been correct in his bet. So I just need to hear something. I'll give Kyle a few days to work it up with a sufficient amount of obsequiousness and groveling to pay up the bet to me before I get on an airplane Sunday morning to fly to Napa and acknowledge what he needs to acknowledge.
All right, he'll work on that, and I'm sure it'll be very, very well put. All right, Ken, what are you feeling on the tush push here?
And not backhanded at all.
Yeah, not
we know how we do. We do front-handed.
So, we've heard a lot of, aesthetically pleasing talk over the last few weeks. There's nothing more aesthetically pleasing than watch Trey Turner run the bases. That guy looks like his feet aren't even touching the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the numbers are pretty compelling on the tush push over the last 3 years compared to just the traditional, standard kind of quarterback sneak. There's not all that much of a difference in terms of, success rate. The fact of the matter is that if you have the ball first and goal at the half-yard line, if you're not scoring a touchdown 90% of the time, your entire coaching staff and most of your roster should probably go by the end of the year, because it's just utterly incapable. So I do think that the jealousy part of it is just the flex that it is for the Eagles to just line up in that formation. Like, even if you don't know anything about football, you know what's coming next. And, Mailata telling Jared Verse, you know what's coming. I think that's really where it comes from. It's just jealousy that, hey, they're just so much more physical than us that they can tell us what they're doing and we still can't stop it. And Elliot said something this morning, which I think is kind of telling, to table this vote. I kind of start to believe that the commissioner himself wants this play out of football. So that's the concerning part. But if it does get banned, to your point, Joe, they're not going to lose any more games as a result. It's the Bills and the Eagles combined over the last 3 years, the two biggest practitioners of the play, have run it a total of 312 times in 3 years combined. So it's not going to be a league changing rule change, and it really is just a demonstration of just I don't want to use a word that's going to get me dumped, but what wusses most of the league is.
They are.
I was wondering the way I could say it. I thought of one way, but I don't think that dog would hunt.
Yeah, you want to hold on to that one?
I'm going to hold on to that one.
They're soft.
But you can think about it.
I think we could agree on that. They're soft. I mean, there's no logical reason other than what you're saying. And Ken, Elliot, and you may be right. Maybe this may be coming from the top. You, before the last break, you was saying, wondering who in the NFL really wants this out. Maybe it's Goodell. Maybe it is.
No, I doubt that. I doubt it. Because I look at it like this. All publicity is good publicity. And I think this is good for the league, because it's something that has everyone in a tizzy that nobody can copy. Like, that's the unique thing about it. Like, it goes back for me. It's fascinating how all of these things came together at once to form the it's like Voltron. You know, all the robots come together to form this unstoppable force.
Yep.
In the universe, you had to draft well. You had to go get a good quarterback.
Well, and a unique quarterback.
This
isn't your regular good quarterback.
Talk about Coach Steichen. Like, all of these forces came together like Voltron, and it became unstoppable. I mean,
well, here's what we don't know, right? And I haven't heard anything about this. We don't know what Amazon, who paid $100 million for the rights to NFL football for 10 years, or $1 billion. We don't know what they think about this from a television standpoint. We don't know what the other streaming services think about it from a television standpoint. We don't know what the networks think about it from a television standpoint.
We don't. And well, here's what we do know. The NFL cares about TV more than they do about anything else. I mean, that's where their bread and butter is.
It's a TV show.
Yep.
At the end of the day, it's a TV show. So, that's why the halftime show, that the Super Bowl is 37 minutes long, because it's a TV show. So that's the part you don't know. But if they ban it, the Eagles have the best coaching staff in the NFL. They have the winningest head coach in the NFL right now. And they will figure out a way to be just as successful some other way.
Yes, they will. Ken, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? A popular fruit.
Well, I mean, that really narrows it down. I don't know what's popular in Hugh's house, so I'm just going to guess a peach.
A peach is, I like a good peach.
No peaches, just Georgia peaches.
Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of fits. Connect. Not it, Ken, but it's a good guess.
When I think of Georgia, I mean, I think of peaches, but not those kind of peaches.
Different peaches.
Yeah.
Different peaches.
Different peaches.
Okay, I'm going to let that just be. By the way.
Just going with the tush push theme?
No, I'm just saying it's sundress season in
there
Georgia.
We go. There we go.
Okay, so what else?
I guess
you're going to talk about it like that.
Right? By the way, I think it was 2022 when the Eagles really started running the tush push at a high level, like in terms of like it became a part of their offense. 2021, Sirianni here, Hurts here. They ran for 2,715 yards, 25 rushing touchdowns. They're going to be okay. I want to keep this play.
I don't think
they're going to be all right.
I think as much publicity that this has gotten, and the fact that it could potentially go away, they have a variation.
Well,
they just haven't rolled it out yet.
Well, yeah, they'll adapt. I mean, Sirianni said it. They'll be the best team at the quarterback sneak, and they very well could be. Tyler's in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, good morning, gents. Good morning, Hugh. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, man. What's going on?
Tyler, what's up, pal?
Hey, happy Tuesday, everybody. Glad everybody survived the storms last night.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. I mean,
I slept through it.
You slept through the storm?
It was loud. The thunder was crazy.
It was like at 8:30.
No, I was gone.
I was in bed, too, to be fair.
Full disclosure, yeah. Tyler, we're going to get to you, but I was falling asleep at the game.
You guys cooked?
Yeah, I might
be falling asleep at the game yesterday.
It was a day game.
Yeah, and I was sleeping.
Okay. I expect that out of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah. I could be getting there, too.
Okay, Tyler, my bad.
These guys are washed. Unreal.
Hugh, what do we need to do to get you to stay up during the baseball game?
Oh, no, I was fine. I just, like, you know what it is, Tyler? When I get off the air, because I got a heavy lift with these two cats, like carrying these cats all the time.
I'm tired.
So I just had that.
You know,
no, I'm saying I got to care because you know I got a battle with Kyle all day. It's like being in a boxing match with an 18-year-old. You know he's a young cat, man. You know what I mean?
This isn't physical. This is a mental drain.
It feels physical. After I get off the air, so I was tired.
Well, plus you got to get ready for those push-ups. It's a lot of work.
I got to get ready for the push-ups.
You can take me,
now.
Man. Come on.
I don't know, no, Kyle. You a little feisty little dude, man.
Tyler, what do you got for us today?
All right. Well, before I get to the birds, Joe and Hugh, that was one heck of a win by the Phillies yesterday. I was at the gym, and you know I was getting kind of tired and sluggish because I was doing the elliptical and the treadmill. And then as soon as I saw them bring Turner in, I had to do a double take,
my elliptical
Joe,
Thursday.
Because I was like, what on earth is going on? Old school Phillies would be like, oh, he goes down 0-2, there's two out.
Yep.
Nothing's going to happen. What I saw was a patient Trey Turner at the plate. Edmundo Sosa has been the Philly I've just absolutely been so impressed with these first few games of the year. He is exactly, Joe, the type of baseball player you want on your team. Doesn't complain. Wherever Topper wants him to go, he's willing and ready to do it. You're getting that kind of production yesterday and over the weekend from your nine-hole hitter. That just, to me, it shows how Rob Thompson managed game four as if it was game 130 or 140 later in the year.
He treated it like it was important. Yes, that's the right word. And I'm glad he did. And you're right. Trey deserves credit. Trey doesn't have a hit yet this season because he only played day one, right? And he came in yesterday. But I think he's had good at-bats. Like, he battled back. He got the walk yesterday. And, Tyler, you're so right about Sosa. When teams lose star players, like, you know, for an injury, like last year, 6 weeks for Trey, and then this year, the first, whatever, week or so, they're usually in trouble. Like, you don't get production from the bench guy. The Phillies, when they need Sosa, he plays really well for them.
Yeah, and that's the kind of guy, you know, when they get back healthy, that's your sixth man off the bench.
Yep.
That's your first guy that wherever you need him, in the outfield, in the infield, for defense, late in the game, you know, that's a valuable tool to have. And, I mean, honestly, we went back in force with the guys that Dave has brought in here, but that was probably Dave Dombrowski's best deadline move, was getting him from the Cardinals back a few deadlines ago.
For JoJo Romero. It was a great
incredible
trade. Yes, great
incredible
trade. So I think actually if you rank Dombrowski's best moves just in total, it's near the top. Like, obviously, signing Schwarber is probably his best move. I don't really count re-signing the guys he had because they were here anyway. Like, Wheeler, obviously, is a great move to re-sign him. But, like, just people he's brought to the team, that's got to be one of the better, like, just bang for your buck. Like, trading JoJo Romero for Edmundo Sosa, that's a heck of a deal. Tyler, I agree. Tyler, what do you got for us here on the Tush Push? You think they need it?
So, I'm very much like you a couple weeks ago, Joe. I'm dug in, Hugh.
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm absolutely dug in because you, Hugh, as a defensive guy, you know how important it is. If you have a leg up on your competition, you want to use it.
Definitely.
So this is, as I told Kyle, I have a brotherly shove shirt. I mean, this play embodies what this Eagles team is about. Not that they can't run something else, Joe and Hugh, but this play is not a dangerous play. I hate watching the shows on NFL Network and listening to the coaches at these meetings talking about voting against it when this play is not only one of the safest plays in terms of guys not getting hurt, but if you want to get a play like this and you get it to be as good as you can run it as the Eagles have done it, and this is other teams' way of trying to slow down a champion and slow down something that they can't perfect, you got to get the right personnel. I saw someone somewhere say defense has got to get a couple of sumo wrestlers to try to stop it because of how good the Eagles have been at this play, and I love, thank you for playing the Jordan Maya Lotta cut, because it's not a rugby play. It's not a
no,
play
it is
where
not.
If you look at it,
it's a crush. People use that because they don't know what to say about it. They're like, oh, well, it just looks like a rugby play. No, it's a football play. You may not like it, but it's a football play. It's frustrating, Tyler, because it does feel like someone up top, whether it be the competition committee or Goodell, someone wants it out, because otherwise they would just vote today and move on. I mean, the fact that they're tabling this for a month or so
is ridiculous.
It is. It tells me that they're trying to push this out. All right, Tyler, what do you got for us? Yeah. Give us a guess. Hughes Clues, popular fruit.
All right, Hugh, I'm going to go out on a limb because I'm thinking of the tropical islands, and I'm going to say a pineapple.
Pineapple.
Pineapple's a pretty popular fruit. Tyler, not it. You like pineapple?
Nah, it's all right.
Pineapple's all right? I think pineapple's pretty good.
Yeah, pineapple's all right.
Yeah.
It's an aphrodisiac, a little bit.
I feel like you think that about a lot of fruits.
No, pineapple is aphrodisiac, though.
I never knew that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, we got going.
All right, 215-592-9490.
Is an aphrodisiac subjective, though?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
I know what you mean,
people,
but I'm
like,
saying,
there's
I'm
pineapple
saying,
out there. No, this is a work environment.
I feel like I don't need to elaborate any further.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I you know what?
But it's not a strong aphrodisiac. Well, they're serving it out in the common room over there. This is a workplace, Hugh. There's no way it's strong.
It's not like, I'm not trying to say when you eat pineapple, you're getting all like Randy. I'm not saying that.
Well, that's sort of what I'm asking. I'm like,
oh, no, it's not.
Isn't that different for everybody?
Well,
pineapples might get you going.
What?
It doesn't make me feel anything.
The way you say get you going is a sign. I don't mean it like that, but I just mean it's like, I guess, an enhancer.
Okay.
That's the best way to see it. We're going to leave it right
there.
We should
leave that right there and move on. All right. 215-592-9494. The Tush Push. Do the Eagles need it? The NFL is tabling the vote for a month. I think this is ridiculous. They can't just vote today because they don't have the votes today, but they might have them a month from now after lobbying and all sorts of nonsense. But do the Eagles need it? I don't think they do. I think they'll be fine without it, even though obviously, anyone that's a football guy thinks they should keep this play. Phillies' reaction to yesterday, big hit by Sosa, the home runs by Schwarber and Kepler, who's making a good first impression, and Nick Castellanos, 215-592-9494. Plus, we have to get to something else that came out from Jeff McClain, something that not everyone in the Eagles organization is in agreement on. We'll hit it next. A move this offseason not everyone with the Eagles wanted to do. Hit it next. Your phone calls. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of the grills firing up. It's time to take cooking outside again, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And on the flat top, you already know what it is. Bacon. Sizzling to perfection. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you. And put some Hatfield pork on your fork.